The punt is made for Racing Queensland.
Yeah, Queensland is racing. Nashing continues right across the state. NACWIS, Queensland's largest stallion facility, standing 16 well-credentialed stallions. Visit aquisfarm.com. We've been on air for 13 months now, Chris, maybe 14 months. And remarkably, we've never spoken, never had this guest on our program until today.
Yeah, Larry Cassidy, we've asked to come on for a chat, and he's very kindly accepted our request. And the reason for it, Mark, is that I think he's been flying under the radar a little bit of late. So I wanted to chat to Larry and see if he agrees. Good morning, Larry.
Yes, good morning.
Have you been flying under the radar lately? You've got a very good strike rate, just working away quietly in the background with a lot of winners.
Look, I think I've just been getting on a couple of nice horses and, you know, possibly getting on them at the right time and not getting many rides. So if you do that, well, your strike rate tends to be pretty good.
Yeah, last 50 rides, you've had 8 winners and 15 place getters. So it's a 16% win strike rate and 46% for the place. Now, Larry, you've ridden, I was doing some research, you've ridden in one spot I found 40 Group 1 winners, but somewhere else I found 42. Now, you would definitely know the right number.
Yes. Yeah, it's 42. That's including New Zealand, two in Singapore. I won the Singapore Derby twice, and I think 36 in Australia or 35.
And
one or the other.
Yeah, that's all right. What's one between 36 and 35? And you've ridden some of the, you know, some of the champions and the best horses we've had in the country. Obviously, Sunline, I'm tipping, would be your favourite.
Oh, look, Sunline and Winx.
Well, Winx, yeah, of course you rode Winx when she won up the Sunshine Coast and kicked off that. Now, that's interesting. That's a good point. Did you think that day, wow, this is a horse that's going to go on, and I know you wouldn't think, you know, 30-odd straight, but would you have thought that she was going to go on and get anywhere near the heights that she did reach?
Well, I had an inkling that she was very, very good, because on the way home I rang my wife, and which I do every time when I get in the car, and you know, obviously my wife was really ecstatic over the win, because it was a pretty amazing win. And you know, and she said to me, what do you think? And I said to her, I said, she could be the best horse I've ever ridden. And you know, and my wife went, really? Like, and rattled off, you know horses like Sunline and Saintly and Juggler and Desert War and, you know, all that could be considered champions. And I said, I know, I can't believe that I'm saying it. So, yeah, I did have an inkling, but to think that she was going to go unbeaten from there, well, no one would believe that, would they?
No, not at all. If only you could have kept the ride too.
Yeah, it would have been nice, but I knew it was a one-off. So, and actually I had knee surgery about 5 weeks after that, which actually put me out of the saddle for about 2 years.
Yeah, that's right. Well, you wouldn't have been able to get the chance. Just looking back through your career, you obviously got a big break when you started riding for Crown Lodge. John Hawkes, we know he's a very hard taskmaster. He would have given you the odd spray, I would have thought. Was that a bit hard to take at times?
You probably got used to it though.
Did you come back sometimes thinking, luckily, oh, I'm going to cop it here?
Well, I was usually pretty straight up and you know, said, you know, I didn't ride it good or slaughtered it and what have you. And, you know, usually if you beat him to the punch, it wasn't so bad. But, you know, I think I rode more good ones than bad ones.
Larry, it's been 10 years since you've been in Queensland. Time gets away. You've ridden...
Yes, yeah, it has been about 10, yeah. Yeah, maybe 11, actually.
Yeah, so you've mentioned New Zealand, Singapore, obviously all around Australia as well. How, from a jockey's perspective, is it? Does it take time to acclimatise to different areas in where you race because the racing is different?
Yeah, a little. Well, slightly. You know, like I rode in Macau and Malaysia as well, and you know, the speed in those countries, they go very fast, which is when I first come to Queensland is what they do. But I did ride before I actually moved to Australia. I did quite a lot of riding in Brisbane. I did, so you know, I had an idea of what it was like, and obviously rode up here over the carnival successfully. So you know, there was always, you know, good speed in races, but that's changed a lot over the last few years because of field sizes and I suppose riders not wanting to go as fast early. So but field sizes has probably been the biggest change over the last 5 years. Like when I first came up, there was 18 horses in every race. Mm. Now there's, when I look at it, tomorrow's fields is, an average of 9 in every race.
Is that due to the number of meetings that we have?
Oh, most definitely, and probably the horse population has declined a little bit too.
I'm reading an article here, Larry, that was written probably 2 or 3 years ago that you hope to be riding for another 5 years. That gives you about 2 or 3. Is that still the case, or are you happy to keep on going further than that?
Look, I'll probably keep going, providing I'm still enjoying it and getting the opportunities. And, if I wake up one morning and go, I don't want to do this anymore, well, that'll be it. Well,
what would you do then? Would you become a trainer?
Oh, hell no. Imagine putting up with jockeys.
At least you could give them a sprite. No, you wouldn't. You'd be nice to them, surely.
Oh, I think I would, I think I'd be pretty good.
Larry, what's
that? Although those trainers, they turn pretty quick. They're jockeys, they turn pretty quick to become trainers. They must go to some special school, I think.
What's the one biggest change you've noticed in racing in your time?
Well, I think prize money's been, obviously... a significant change, especially in Brisbane, because, obviously Brisbane, was quite a way behind the rest of the country, and, prize money's been boosted significantly, and I can see only probably getting better. Obviously Sydney and Melbourne have just obviously taken off, but, you've got higher prize money, but smaller fields, which is, I suppose, which is disappointing.
Now, back to the racetrack. Couple of good rides over the weekend in particular. I'm keen on Vital Source tonight at the Sunshine Coast. And, of course, Go Wanji picked itself tomorrow. That was a breathtaking win last start.
It was pretty exciting, wasn't it? Mm. He's very impressive. And, obviously, I watched all his runs, because I hadn't really seen the horse run. So, obviously, I watched all his runs. And, even on those smaller tracks carrying huge weights, I've seen that he had a massive finish and could even sort of sustain a longer run. That's why I wasn't sort of too worried when I had to come out at the 500 and just start letting him to sort of stride forward under his own steam. But, then he sort of got to the 300 and he just accelerated, which really sort of, which really surprised me. And, it was a fantastic feeling. That's what, as a jockey, that you sort of live for, to get on a horse that can accelerate like that.
Yeah, interesting to see what he does tomorrow. Now, Vital Source tonight is another horse that put in a really strong dash when winning at the Sunshine Coast 2 starts back. 1400 looks ideal tonight.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, and like last start, like I suppose everyone thought she'd just win like I did last start at Ipswich, but I just found she really struggled to make ground from the 500 while we were turning, and obviously the bigger track tonight's really going to suit her and give her a chance to really let down. So the 1400 looks great. She's drawn well, so she looks very hard to beat.
Larry, really appreciate your time this morning, mate, and good luck over the weekend, and hopefully we can chat again soon. Thanks for your time.
Yep, thanks very much.
Thanks, Larry.
Good on you, mate. Larry Cassidy there, one of not only Queensland's but Australia's leading jockeys. When you consider the career that he has had, there's plenty of jockeys around today who would gladly put their hand up and say, I'd like a career like that when I finish.
Back in the day when he was riding in Sydney, won 3 premierships straight, and he was top of the pile.
Yeah, and it's remarkable to think that you can sit on a horse one time and think that that's the best I've ever ridden.
When he's ridden Sunline previously.
Yeah, absolutely. Wow. We better take a break. This is the Punter's Mate on this Friday morning, and it's all thanks to Aquis, Queensland's largest stallion facility, standing 16 well-credentialed stallions. Visit aquisfarm.com.